You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Hey, this is Trinity from For the Girls, and you're listening to Just a Touch with Stephanie and Vivi on 91.7 FM WYXR Memphis.
Good afternoon, people. How are we? Hey, this is Just a Touch, and this is your girl, Stephanie. I'm missing my good pal, Vivi. She's out. She's traveling the world. She's having a ball. I can't wait to see the pictures and catch up on the hot gossip from across the pond. But I do have company today. Mr. Hulissy Britt has decided to bless me with his presence once again. Such a handsome man. I wish you all could see him. But you'll just have to listen to his voice. Good afternoon, Britt.
Good afternoon. What's happening?
Oh, you know, just a little bit of this, just a little bit of that.
I'm ready.
I hear you got something else great coming up. I mean, I'm still on a high from Jodeci. I'm still on a high from the Jodeci.
We have to talk about that a little bit, too.
Well, we're gonna delve into that one?
Yeah, just a little.
Okay, let's catch up on what's going on. But in the meantime, let's, you know, a little oops upside your head.
Jack and Jill went fuck the hell. Have a little fun. it for me. Just because it don't believe that I want to dance. Just coming to you live from Gainesville, USA. Better than your average Seville, USA. Oh! Just because it don't believe that I want to dance. Don't mean that I don't want to dance. Now, dear. Well, there's disco, there's solo. And as we all know, that's fuck to go. Pass it to sucker.
Once again, I got my guy, Britt, sitting in with me today, and let's rehash this Jodeci.
Well, I think for me, I want to know your experience. Based on what I sold, did it come across? Because, I critiqued it as a promoter and what I was expecting, but how did it come off to you?
Oh, so the only thing that I was left saying to anyone who did not have an opportunity to be there was, this was a true lounge experience. There was no attitudes, it was just an adult crowd and an adult music. From beginning to end, it was first class. I thought it was wonderful, and it wasn't stuffy. That's what I liked the most. It was free flowing, as Vivi would say. It was a very free flowing evening. I really enjoyed myself.
That is awesome. As a promoter, and when you like your show, right? Mm-hmm. You have this
envision how
this is going to play out, and then these things happen. But because you're prepared and you've done it, it becomes like this seamless thing, and most people can't see what's happening.
Right. In the background. Water. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. So you trail kind of water. Yeah, it's oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. But I think I always look for the crowd to give a response. And I got so much great feedback. For me, I still owe the public my real vision, what I was really trying to do. And remember, I was trying to highlight the harmony,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, and oh my God, the vocalists.
The vocalists were great.
They were great, and I love the way they interacted with the crowd. Yeah. I mean, it was a very, I feel integrated into
Chris
the
J,
into the show.
Marcus Scott,
right?
Yeah, Angie P.
Oh, they were wonderful.
Dominique. Yeah, yeah, they were great.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, Tim Terry, like they did an excellent job. And what was amazing, CBN with the rap. Did you like that?
Oh yeah, I did. I enjoyed that. I did.
How do you want it? What was crazy about that is that we didn't have one full rehearsal. We had pieces. Right.
Wow,
so
okay.
Schedules, we couldn't make it work. So for them to be able to pull that off, you know, with that little time working together,
right?
That synergy that you saw on the stage, it was all like in the moment.
Wow. Hey, we're gonna come back and we're gonna cut to a little music. We're gonna come back and have a little conversation about what's coming up. I'm really excited to see what's gonna come at the end of this month. But in the meantime, let's go to a little, one of my favorite Marvin Gaye songs and one of my favorite artists doing his rendition of Soon I'll Be Loving You Again.
Is this Joe? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dreamed of you this morning, then came the dawn, I thought that you were here with me.
Okay, as he plays in the background, if this world was mine, if this world was ours, the conversation we're having, it's like just the appreciation for the art.
And you're listening to like something so timeless.
Timeless, that was the word I was going to, I didn't want to say it.
Like right now, I mean, this whole movement with Kendrick and SZA. And I really wish in that video, if they would have paid a little homage to this, right?
Right.
They had an opportunity where they did Luther at the end, but I think it would have shown to me the utmost respect for right. this song and like how beautiful it was then mm-hmm. and then in the 80s.
Right. You know, like it's timeless. Yeah. Like you want to mm-hmm. redo it for a reason yeah. because it was yeah. one of those songs that it resonates with you because it's what you listen to growing yeah. up. But yeah. you know, yeah, yeah, I mean, I get it. Yeah. Yeah. That would have been nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe they'll redo it.
Maybe so.
Maybe so. But so we got something else coming up soon,
well,
right?
I mean, speaking of, okay. of Marvin,
speaking
right?
Speaking of Marvin, right?
Yeah. So, and what's crazy is I was just thinking about like Marvin through, you know, these decades, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the 60s and the 70s, of course, the 80s passed away, but then how he lives on.
Right.
Right. And so when I thought about doing this tribute, that we're going to talk about that's happening this Saturday. That was a part of it in terms of what I thought the audience would look like. I thought the audience would look, you know, basically, you know, my mom's age, mm-hmm. which she did several Marvin Gaye tributes back in the day. And also, you know, the younger, you know, 30, 40 year olds, whatever. And even some, you know, younger adults that had, you know, in their college days, coming right. out of college, listening to Marvin, he was that, again, that.
Or who had parents who had great music collections, and that's what they
correct,
listened to
correct,
growing up.
Correct, definitely. But MGT, you were talking about it now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I've been doing that since 2003.
Okay.
The first person I reached out to, and actually somebody was like, had to remind me because I didn't know he was on the scene was mm-hmm. Mr. Larry Springfield. And we put together a show, I think I talked about this last night. We had about 120 guests in the audience at the New Days in 2003. And mm-hmm. then 10 years later, that same location, we had about 600 people in the building and another 100 plus outside that couldn't get in.
Right.
So that's how that event grew into, you know, such an amazing thing. It was bringing that music back to life. Mm. I think when people heard it live and well produced, it just created, you know, a real following. We have a real fan club that looks for that show every year.
Right. Okay, so we're going to cut back to a little music, a little more Marvin. And we're talking about Marvin at 60, that album. And you, I like Joe, and I also love this guy as well. So okay, I'm going to let you.
Let's hear. Let's hear. Turn yourself around.
little Larry Springfield for the people in the background playing for us.
That's good.
Hometown artist. Okay, we love it.
So we got Larry Springfield headlining at this MGT this Saturday.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
At Lux Lounge. Chris Barnes, Kia Johnson, Angie P. Holmes, and Keelan Ellis as music director.
Director, okay.
Yeah, and they take this serious, so I've been hearing some good stuff. Oh, and my DJ CBion, he'll be performing again. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that music was, this last show, I'm telling you, I was blown away by it. If for you guys to only have had not one cohesive rehearsal, you couldn't tell. It was very, you could tell you were dealing with professionals. That these are professional singers, and those are one of the things that we want to talk about is how we continue to support. We know that the House just voted to rescind $1.1 billion in funding already approved for public media. And that support that stations like WYXR count on to serve their communities. And because we serve our communities, that means we also want to highlight, you know, our artists around the city who are performing. And so, you know, it's a trickle-down effect to how that works out, you know. And we know that bill now, it moves to the Senate, and if passed, that funding could be gone for good. So what we want people to do, you can speak up now by contacting your senators at protectmypublicmedia.org. I'll repeat it one more time. Protectmypublicmedia.org. Because we want to make sure that we keep, you know, music that's not always heard. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to make sure we keep being able to have access to that and have diverse voices and, you know, diverse stories that are told.
Yeah, I definitely agree in terms of access. It gives a broader access,
right?
Right. For these platforms and, you know, again, it reminds me of the conversation we had when I was talking about some of the things I was working on with the Jodeci Reimagined and the whole idea of the collective.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to make sure that we support, and that support is not only the, you know, the people, of course, but also the venues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody has to make an investment for some of these local artists because it's tough.
Right.
So I can imagine in especially places where you're funded, and when you say free, right?
Right.
and you cut that off. You know, where does that support come from?
Right.
You know.
And so we just want to make sure. And I mean, even when we have these fundraisers, you know, we're always appreciative of the people that give and that continue to support us. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're here for people. So anyway, so let's cut back to a little music and, you know, we'll get off that soapbox for a minute.
That's good stuff, though. I mean, people
need to know. Yeah, I mean, it's what we need to talk about and what people need to know. And sometimes, you know, it's a voice on the radio that leads you to the water that you need to be drinking. Okay.
Chance again, I know that
another artist that made an impact on us back in the day.
Almost definitely.
We always love Alexander O'Neal and, you know, and just...
So many hits.
Right. Just so many. Whatever happened to Alexander? He fell off a little bit.
Yeah, you know, drugs.
Ooh, yeah. That seems to be a center theme.
Allegedly.
Around, right? Allegedly. I mean, I do love their work.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, okay, so back to, let's go back to this Marvin tribute.
Sure.
Okay, so now tell me, we always talk about what it is about this particular artist that resonates with so many people, not just the music, but just his story, his life. You see a man who really struggled.
Yeah.
And struggled really, really hard to overcome a lot of demons.
Right.
But eventually we saw, you know, he succumbed to those, but, you know, but that just the story itself, I don't know, it resonates with a lot of us because I know we all struggle from time to time, so.
Right. I think Marvin, well, one, Marvin comes from that period, you know, in the 40s, 50s, where secular music was becoming popular in the black community. Before, it was pretty much, you know, gospel,
right,
you know, music, you know, God's music, you know, prevailed for many years. So when you start getting secular music, especially music that sounded like gospel songs, mm, you know, we're talking blues and
country,
you know, all, well, yeah, country came later,
right.
But I think why Marvin basically was he was an open book.
Mm.
Now he wasn't that with Motown in the early years because Barry wouldn't let him be there.
Right.
And I think what
that's 14 years under.
Yeah.
Over 14 years.
Yeah, under Barry. But I think once he, you know, produced, you know, his first album, What's Going On,
mm-hmm,
he took off. And,
right.
And what he talked about things that are still extremely, like, you, What's Going On, you can listen to the whole album right now, and it's all relevant.
Right now. It's where we are today.
Right now, right? And I think when you, that's again, that's timeless music. We talked about that earlier. But I think also, you know, him being an open book, he talked about things that we can all relate to. So when, you know, even though he had a couple of albums where he was after people, he still spoke in the way of love and the pursuit of love,
mm,
and all those things that come with it.
Right.
He just had a way of doing it. And he could sing. You know, Marvin could, you know, he's, you know, a 5-octave dude. He could sing, and the fact that he was a, you know, in the early 60s, he was in those crooning, mm, doo-wop, his harmony. Like, if you go, you know, when you listen to Marvin music,
right,
he was one of the first artists that took advantage of the extra tracks and layered his voice,
mm-hmm,
you know, so,
mm-hmm,
a lot of his music. So I think it's a few things. It's his writing and how transparent, how open he was and innocent in his way of speaking about himself, and then he was a musician, you know, Marvin, piano, drums. He came in that era where, you know, you played 3 or 4 instruments, you understood music.
Right.
So I think he was able to, you know, put all that together, and, you know, when you hear it now on the radio, it's amazing. But when you hear it live, when you hear Marvin music live,
right,
it's different.
Right.
Because of what he...
The raw emotion that,
yeah,
he's... I mean, you know that he's giving it in studio, but, mm-hmm, when I think the connection with the audience, because he loved to perform.
Right, right.
He
right,
loved his audience.
Right.
I don't know, just still sad to think about.
Yeah, yeah.
In,
I mean,
some respects,
well, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that you have that, you know, that...
That divided soul.
That divided which, soul. That you have so much to
Marvin,
give,
yeah,
and just...
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, again, it goes back to the spiritual aspect. You know,
mm-hmm,
Marvin's father was so-called a preacher.
Right.
And they, I think
Pentecostal.
Yeah, very. I mean, and it was a very strict... It wasn't your regular Pentecost.
Right.
It was a
speaking in tongues,
yeah,
and snakes.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a lot of that, him growing up. And so he probably felt like a villain for a little while when he went to Motown. And, you know...
I can't even imagine that, right? Like,
yeah,
being so,
yeah.
I mean, because even growing up in the Catholic Church, there were things that I had Catholic guilt about, even, mm-hmm, to this day. So, and that was not nearly the same as growing up in a household with a parent,
right,
who is the minister.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And when you didn't have the medias,
mm-hmm,
that you have, you know, the mediums that you have now,
right,
to, you know, get information out. His daddy was probably you know, I'm pretty sure he was the patriarch of the family. You know, he led.
Right.
And what he said was law.
Exactly.
You know, so to...
No matter how many slips he put on, it was still his house. Yeah.
And so if you know the story of Marvin, you know how that ended.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I think the way it started is
how
it ended.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I love talking to you, but let's cut to this music.
And around.
But somehow we got loose from what was oh so tight. Somewhere we went wrong when we were oh so right.
What's a man to do when he just can't take no more?
What's a man?
The more I smoke, the smaller the filly gets. room 112, where the players dwell. It's that's more cast than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony, Tony, Tony. Pick up in your middle like Moni. Yeah. Yeah. She don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me.
Yeah.
Try to style, sliding off with a homie.
Yeah.
Escada, don gotta player, stay splurging. Game so tight, they call it version.
Oh, I need to know where we stand. Do we share the special?
I do it to you cat for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found. Why be around till the winner is announced?
Then
you go, girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
I need you in my life.
want to thank you again, Britt, for showing up for me today.
Always a blast.
And always an interesting conversation. I love this guy. And if you guys have a chance, he's got a show going on this weekend.
This Saturday, Lux Lounge. It's the basement of Curry and Jerk, 7 o'clock. Come through.
All right. And I love you guys. And it's with grace, love, and peace that I send you out today into the world to enjoy this beautiful sunshine day. And remember, drink plenty of
the Groove Tomb.
Do the hammer lock.
Do you have any other old records besides these?
I do the hammer lock.
Then the police came. I went in the house.
Do the hammer lock, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the hammer lock.
Because as we sit here chatting, there are important papers flying rampant around my apartment because I don't have anything to hold them down with.
The Groove Tomb.
You now have the option to terminate and be cremated on the premises.
Friday night, I just got back. I have my eyes shut.